Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Naftzadi Beis. Picking up the top of the page, second line. Continuing on with the discussion of Yaakov and the Malach's fight. Vayashar el ha-melech v'yuchal ba-bocha v'yisnachim lo. Pasuk says, and he struggled for supremacy with an angel, and he triumphed, he wept and besieged him. Any of them mean na'as salami. Who was master over the other? Like, who won? Who was the one who overtook? But then when the Pasuk says, the Malach says to him, that your name is not going to be Yaakov, is going to be Saul, because you struggled with supremacy and a Malach and you overcame. Have you Yaakov not the Sar? The Malach became the Sar. Bachav is kind of low as him, and he cried in the ass of him. And he would have me Bachlami, who's crying to who? Because you Omer, Vayomer Shalchini, when the Malach says, let me go, let me leave, send me away, because the dawn has come. Have you Omer, Malach Bachal Yaakov, is the Malach crying to Yaakov. Kisarisa Melukim bin Manoshim, you overcame with Elohim, or however you pronounce that. And, or Elohim, I guess we'd say. And Malachim, Va'amarabah, Ramaz Lo, Shastin Mishtei Sarim, Let's Hismanu, the Malach is alluding to two families, their princes are going to come from him, Rosh Gola, Shababavel, and Nasi Be'eretz Yisrael. That's the Rosh Gola, the one who's in charge of the communities, and the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael. Ayayayay, Mikan, Ramaz Lo, Galus. Here he hinted to him the fact that the Yidden are going to go into Galus. Okay, now we get into the storyline of the dream. There was a dream, and that is that Paro's, the cupbearer, the bartender, he had himself a dream. And it says, there's a grapevine. On the grapevine, there were three branches. And now, Amar Rav, Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rav, Elu Shlosha Sari Gei, Amayotzim Yisrael, Bechol Dovredar. This is talking about three chashiva people, chashiva zachen, Rashi says Ashirim, the krov and the malchus, the rich and next to the malchus, they're going to come in each generation. Pa'amim shashnayim kan ve'echad be'eretz Yisrael. Sometimes you have two of them living in Bavel and one living in Eretz Yisrael. Pa'amim shashnayim be'eretz Yisrael. Sometimes it's two in Eretz Yisrael, ve'echad kan and one found in Bavel. Yehivu rabbanu ne'inayu b'rabbanu ukva b'rabbanu nechemya b'nei b'ratei d'rab. When they heard this, they looked upon Rabbanu ukva and Rabbanu nechemya, the sons of the daughter of Rav, who they fit that bill. They fit that description. Rav Amar Elu Shol Shasari Goyim Shemalamdim Schusam Al Gisol B'chol Dovredar. These three branches are referring to the three ministering angels, the Sari Goyim, who present arguments in the heavenly court in favor of the Yidden of each generation. Right? This means Malachim. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Geffen Zeha Olam. When it says the word Geffen, and three branches, and they were blossoming, and the fruit came forth, and it's clustered ripening the grapes. The grapevine is talking about the world. Shoshu Srigim is Avim Tzik Yaakov. The three Srigim, the three branches, Avim Tzik Yaakov, Hi Purachas, Olsa Nitsa, Eloha Imos. That's talking about the mothers. Rashi says, Ein Chashiv Nates. In Chashim Neitz Kol Kach Kusarigin Shem Anafim Chashim. And anyway, next, if Shiloh Ashkol Osea Anafim Elo Shvatim, and then it goes more. It's like in they ripen in the grapes. It's talking about the Shvatim, the Yudbis, the tribes. Amar Lo Rabbi Yeshua V'chimar Lo La'adam Mashaya. What is a person shown? What already happened? V'alo Ein Mar Lo La'adam Elo Mashal Silios. The dreams coming to know what will happen in the future. Ela Gevin Zetora. It's talking about the Torah. Shiloh Shasarigin Elo Moshe Baron Miriam. It's talking about those people. V'hi who didn't yet come about. This is talking about the Sanhedrin. We're going to interpret the Torah. If Shilas goes sound enough, may lots of Dikim shall hold the door. These are the greats of a generation. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Adain Suchan Alul Modai. Still, we still need the teachings of the Modayan, the Mokim La Kule Bechad Makim, because he interprets the entire vision in reference to one place. So Gamliel, founder of Yeshua's, the way he explained it's lacking. The dream would appear to be alluding to things that are found in one place, and the branches blossom grapes and cluster the grapevine. Rabbi Lazar Modayam, where he comes and he explains that Geffen Ze Yerushalayim, Shloshes Rikim Ze Mikra, Ze Mikdash Melech VeKohen Gadol, right? Vehi Kabarachas also Nitzav Elu Pirche Kuhuna. These are all in the same place. If she was going to say, I love him, Elu Nisachim. This is talking about the wine libations. What wine libations? Yeah, wine libations. Okay, we have another interpretation of this pasuk. Now I think we're up to number six. And that is Rabbi Shimon Levi Mokum Lo Mokum Matanos. He says it's reference to the Matanos gifts that Hashem gave to Eden. That Rabbi Shimon Levi Geffen Zotar. That's type of the Torah. Shlosh Shvikim Zeh Be'er Amudanan Aman. This is talking about the well, the of Miriam, the Amud of the, you know, the pillar of cloud and the man. Vika brachas also nitsa elu bikurim. It's talking about bikurim. If shilash goes out, novim elu nesachim. It's talking about the wine libations. Number seven, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar. He says gefen elu yisal. It's talking about bnei yisal. V'chein u'amar. It says gefen mitzrayim ta'siya. You caused a grapevine to journey out of Mitzrayim. Shalosh regalim elu, shalosh regalim sheyisrael olim behen b'chol shana b'shana. That's shalosh regalim. He kaparachas he has manim sheyisrael lufras v'lirvos. And it came time. It was time for. And it was as though it were blossoming. It's talking about the time has arrived for the Yidden to be fruitful and to multiply. The Chenu Omer also says, "When Yisrael parvei Yishtur, they started growing like crazy." Also, Nitzah Yehiyas Manah Shel Yisrael Ligal. What it says, also Nitzah, its embryonic fruit came forth is the time of the Yidden to be redeemed. V'chein u'omer, so it says, v'yez nitzcham al v'gadai v'chol mabushai egalti, and their life blood, that's the nitzcham, same word, spurted out on my garment, and all my garments became soiled. Hivshilu ashkoseh anavim, yigiyaz mana shal mitzrayim lishos kos hatar eila. Its clusters ripened into grapes. It means that the time is right for Egypt to drink the cup of wrath. Time for them to get the smackdown. Finally, number one, Zerba says, social closest number one from the time. Lama, why do the three cups that are set over there? Right, it says, and Pyro's cup was in the hand, and I took the grapes and squeezed them into the Pyro's cup, and I placed the cup on Pyro's palm. Why three times? Echad, Sheshasa, Moshe. One is talking about the drink during the times of Moshe. That's when the Yidden are leaving Mitzrayim. Echad, Sheshasa, me Pyro, Necho. Again, this is a smackdown each one of them getting. It's talking about when they drank the days of Pyro, Necho. Nebuchadnezzar, El Bavel, beat the Egypt during the reign of Pyro, Necho. It's brought down in Jeremiah. Echad shasidu lishtosam kol avodikachavim. One is talking about the wrath that we will drink in the future together with all of the idolaters. That's during the days of the Holy Messiah. Amalei Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, kidoshelu Rav Nahani Kroy Bagadato. When Rav would expound these psukim of this dream, he would darshan kavasachta orishlu. He did it just like you did, and they're talking about the exodus of the Yidden from the Mitzrayim. Number eight, Arvishem Lakish Uma Zogef and Nimshala. The Yidden are considered like a grapevine. Zamora Shaba Elu Bailibatam. The branches in which in it are the wealthy householders to support their brethren. Eshkolo Shaba Elu Tamid Chachamim. The clusters of Tamid Chacham Olin Shaba Elu Amearitz. And the leaves in it are the unlearned, the Amaratim. Kinoknos Shabbat, Eli Rekunim Shabbisal, the, the tendrils, this is the thin, like, plant part used for climbing, like grapes, peas, and cucumber, things like that. So this is with grapes over. Kinoko Shabbat, Eli Rekunim Shabbisal, these are the ones that are empty, the sinners involved. She says, the Vedailis, the Lo Chazul Amide. I turned out there for anything. And that's what it means when they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Let the clusters pray for divine mercy upon the leaves. If not for the leaves, the clusters wouldn't survive. That is, let the Talmidei Chachamim go as clusters of grapes. Pray for the welfare of the unlearned masses, the leaves. If not for the unlearned masses, who would make food available for the Torah scholars, then they wouldn't be able to survive. Yo, bum, 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 bum. The Echreani, Bechamisha Sabakosef, the Pasuk says in Hosea, that Va Echreha for myself for 15 pieces of silver and a Chomer of barley and a Lesach of barley. Amri Echreha Mishum Mishum in the Yotzadok. In Kira, this Lashon Va Echreha, in Kira El Lashon Mechira. It's talking about selling, some sort of acquiring, Shenemar. Bekirvi Asher Karisili. And the grave that I acquired for myself. So it's saying, "Vakrav for myself" means that I, Hashem, acquired the Yidden for myself, the Jewish people. B'chamisha asar, zechamisha asar minisan shabo nigul b'yisal m'chaim. The 15th is talking about the day that the Yidden were redeemed from Israel. Kasef el tzadikim, piece of silver, talking about the tzadikim. Yeah. That is, the pasuk saying, I Hashem acquire the Yidden for myself on the 15th of Nisan when I redeem them from Mitzrayim because of the tzaddikim that are there. V'chein u'omer, also it says, that silver is used as a metaphor for tzaddikim. It says, Tzorora kesef lakach biyado, that he has taken a bundle of silver coins in his Here, the pasuk in Mishle is talking about Hashem's removing the tzaddikim before the destruction of the Bayis Rishon. Chom is Sa'orim v'lesach Sha'orim. Sa'orim elo abarim v'chamisha tzaddikim shalom eskayim behem. The chomer, right, this idea of equal to 30 saw of barley, and the lesach, which is 15 saw of barley, are alluding to the 45 tzaddikim that the world stands because of them. We see that these 45 tzaddikim are divided into two groups of 30 and 15. So Rashi says, "Vini odea im shloshim kan v'chamisha sar be'eretz Yisrael." I don't know if it's 30 or here in Babel and 15 eretz Yisrael. Im shloshim eretz Yisrael v'chamisha sar kan. When it says, when it says, and I, meaning Zechariah, took the 30 pieces of silver given to me by Hashem, and I threw them into the temple of Hashem, to the treasurer, which is in Eretz Yisrael, it must be there's 30 in Eretz Yisrael and 15 that are here, meaning in Bavel. And Rabbi, for Ubayu Mishtakhe Bebe Kenishta de Tuse Apsa. And a majority of the tzaddikim and Yisrael are found in this shul that is under the attached chamber. I said, "By the tzaddikim and Yisrael after the Yisya." V'hainu the sieve, and this is what it means when it says in the pasuk right before them, it says, "I took 30 pieces of silver and I threw into the base of Midas." Right? It says, "Va'omer aleim im tov beinechem hovu schari from lo chadalu vayishkalu eschari shloshim kasef." And I, Hashem, sent them to the nations of the world. If it's proper in your eyes, give me my fee, and if not, refrain. And they weighed for me 30 pieces of silver. Rav Yehuda Omer, elu shloshim sadike. These 30 pieces of silver are alluding to the 30 righteous among the nations of the world, and the whose merit the nations of the world actually exists. Wow, chesidei umas ha'olam. Ula omer elu shloshim mitzvos shekibla alayim. But you know, the 30 pieces of silver, talking about the 30 mitzvos that were taken upon themselves by the Noachites. Rashi's loan the sparshu mehacha hu de koyalav. These 30, they weren't detailed to us, but it's learned from here that they did accept upon themselves 30 ones, whatever those 30 are. But they only actually ended up, they only keep 3 of them. Achas, beep, turn the page. Study base, amud base. Achas, she'en kosum ksuba tzcharim. They don't write a ksuba for males. Right? Even though they don't agree with this mitzvah to hold back from being involved with men and men relationships, and they're not so chutzpah about it that they'd actually make a ksuba to do such a thing. Says Rashi, "Daf b'chashud l'miskub zachar miyachten l'hem zachar l'tashmishen." Ain ogin kalus rosh amisazu kolkach shichtav l'hem ksuba, which unfortunately may have changed over the past few years. They don't weigh and sell the meat of a human corpse in the meat markets. Okay, that's pretty intense. As she says, "Basar meishel adam." The mekulin beitlish shein ochen or so beferhesir kolkach. For nishamati basar meish basar behemah shemesh meyasma. I understood it means like the animals are dying their own. The achas another one is mechadin esatara. They honor the Torah k'doisha. Okay, very nice. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, the Ginanasha, this issue does not apply to chickens because it doesn't have the spoon-shaped flesh over its thigh. But we see it does have the spoon of flesh over the thigh. It's true that it does have the spoon over its thigh bone, but the spoon is not round. If a bird has a spoon that is round, or if you have an animal that has a spoon and is not round, an animal, then what's going to be the din? Busted the dazzling, you go according to the particular shape of that one. Oh, busted minos, then we go according to its min. Teku, good question. We leave it as a question. Vinog b'shlil, condition applies also to a fetus. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't apply to a fetus, and it's chayav as mutter. Amar Shmuel, v'chel b'mutter l'divrei hakol. The Mishnah says that it's chayav as mutter, it's saying according to Everybody, chelba d'mayim. Now the chelba of what? What are we talking about over here? Elam and the shlev, we're talking about the fetus that was found alive inside the womb, and therefore the mission is means that even though Rabbi Huda and the Tanakam, aka Rabbi Meir, disagree about the Gidon Nasha Isser, applies to a fetus, so they agree that the chelov Isser does not apply to a fetus, and I'll say back, v'hamiflik pliyibay. What do you mean they argue with that? The Tanya looked in a brisa. Knowing Bishlil, the Gidon Nasha Isser applies to a fetus that's taken out of its mother's womb after the Shechita. The Chelbo Aser, and it's Chelov is Aser, Dibri Meir. Azai Gizokt, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer, in a knowing Bishlil, the Gidon Nasha does not apply to the fetus. Chelbo Mutter, it's Mutter. From Elazar Rabbi Oshaya, Machlokas Ben Tishachai. The Machlokas is referenced in the Gidon Nasha and the Chelov of a 9-month fetus that's found alive in the womb. V'halach Rabbi Meir, Lishitas Rabbi Meir goes to his own Shita that is considered like a ordinary animal. Yeah, it's considered like a regular animal. Rabbi Huda, Lishitas Rabbi Huda goes according to his own reason that a fetus is not considered like an ordinary animal. Animals. Therefore, we see Rabbi Huda and Meir actually disagree about the chelov of a fetus, just like they disagree about the Gidon Nasha. So then, if like Shmuel says, the Mishnah means that everyone agrees to the it's fat, it doesn't refer to the chelov of the fetus. The Ella chelov of the Gid. And if you want to say, no, the Mishnah is talking about the fat of the Gidon Nasha, and it means that everyone agrees that this fat is mutter, I'll say, hob miflag pligiba. But what do you mean? They actually argue. The time was in the Baisa. Gidon Nasha, when taking out the Gidon Nasha from the thigh, bichate tachara b'chol makom shu. You have to dig after wherever it is in the flesh. You've got to cut off the fat from the ikar, from the root. You just level it off with the surface of the rounded flesh, and you can eat that which is underneath the surface. Since Rabbi Huda Meir disagree whether this fat of the Gidon Nasha is mutter, then what does the Mishnah refer to when it says, according to Shmuel, unanimously that its fat is mutter? It's talking about the chelov of the Gid. And Shmuel agrees that, according to Rabbi Meir, this fat is actually only Aser Midarabanan. But the Raisa, everyone's going to say that it's good, and therefore that's good. The Tanya wants to say the Raisa, Visham no mutter, the Shem, and its fat is the Shuman is mutter, Visal Kadoshim no good bow. Issa, the Sol are Halig Eden, they were no good with Isser. Because they were scared they're going to eat actually the fat of the Gidon Nasha, it might end up being the Gidon Nasha itself. And they were being careful. My lover, Meir, here, is it not that we're saying it's Rabbi Meir? Tamar mutter min ator v'asem der Rabbanan? Says Gemara, mimai. Why would you say that it's like Rabbi Meir? Dilber Rabbi Huda hi. The holy Rabbi Meir, midoraisa nami asem. Maybe he himself would say that midoraisa asem as well. Lo sakadach. Nah, you wouldn't have thought the Rabbi Meir would say that that's the case. That it's got sederaisa. The term was in a braisa. Gidon Nasha, when you're taking it out, bechata techor b'chol makom shu, you take it everywhere you find it. V'sham a mutter, and the shum is going to be mutter. Man shamet lei de islei chatita. Have you heard to say that digging deep into the flesh for Gidon Nasha is necessary? Rabbi Meir, that is Rabbi Meir, because he's the one who said that in the previous braisa that taking out the Gidon Nasha, you got to dig into the thigh meat, right? So therefore, this braisa is going to Rabbi Meir. V'gam yisham no mutter. But he still comes down the brisa that the fat is going to be mutter. But he said in the previous brisa that all the fat's got to be removed. Clearly, Meir holds that the fat is going to be mutter midaraisa, was also midarabanan because of the minhag that they took upon themselves. So when Aramis says that its fat is mutter, it means that everyone agrees that the fat of the Gidon Nasha is going to be mutter midaraisa. The Torah only answered the soft edible offshoots of the Gidon Nasha that are in the meat. The Gidon Nasha itself, though, which is hard and inedible, is considered like a piece of wood, and therefore is not. There's no iser. He says, yeah, the Gidon Nasha itself is not edible. It's like wood. But even so, the Torah still says you're going to be chai for eating it. The offshoots, though, are not included in the daraisa that they get then. Abaye says, let's support Ula's den, because we'll say to Ula this time, it makes sense, like Ula said this last one. The threads that are in the chalif are usr, and one is not going to be chai of kares because of eating them, because only they're abundant to kaiser. So we see over here that when the Torah says that chalif is usr, he's talking about the fat itself, but not to the threads that are associated with it. Achanami here also, gid usr achmana, the kinoko, just to get itself, but not the offshoots of it. Okay, my friends, you know, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.